The National Electric Power Regulatory Authority, NEPRA, has approved the 7-year multi-year tariff, MYT, for K Electric supply business, covering the period from FY 2023-24 to FY 2029-30. The decision provides long-term tariff stability and enables K Electric, K, to pursue its $2 billion investment plan aimed at improving service quality, reducing losses, and enhancing grid reliability. As part of the plan, NEPRA has approved K's average power supply tariff at ₹39.97 per unit under the multi-year tariff for the specified period. Previously, the interim tariff was based on the last MYT and remained effective until March 2023 at a rate of RS33.82/kWh. The new MYT aligns K's supply tariff timeline with those of its generation, transmission, and distribution segments, thereby streamlining regulatory oversight and boosting investor confidence. NEPRA's decision allows K to recover prudent costs related to fuel, power purchases, transmission and distribution, operations and maintenance, O&M, and working capital, with clearly defined mechanisms for monthly and quarterly adjustments. K had initially requested a tariff of RS44.69/kWh, but NEPRA approved RS39.97/kWh. A key feature of the decision is NEPRA's acceptance of K's proposal to recover efficiency losses, using a realistic trajectory for recovery improvements, from 92.76% in FY 2024 to 95.48% by FY 2030. The authority has also approved the actualization of sent-out and billed units, to be adjusted annually to reflect economic and operational realities, consistent with the treatment given to other distribution companies, DISCOs. This change is intended to bring K's supply tariff model in line with the industry's revenue cap framework. For its supply business, K had sought approval for a working capital cost of RS2.071/kWh, amounting to ₹33.1 billion, based on a total working capital requirement of ₹132.95 billion. K noted that a large portion of this amount is currently tied up in receivables from government entities, including tariff differential subsidy, TDS, claims, unpaid electricity bills from public sector consumers, and tax refunds. However, these receivables were not included in the current request, as K is pursuing their resolution separately with the government. NEPRA approved the calculation of working capital costs using a 3-month KIBOR rate plus a capped spread of 1%, which will be reduced if the actual spread is lower. The approved working capital requirement for FY 2023-24 is based on the revised and allowed costs for power purchases, transmission, distribution, and supply margins. K stated that it expects sent-out electricity to grow annually at a compound growth rate of 2.6%. This growth will be adjusted based on actual data starting from FY 2023, allowing the company to account for any over or under recovery of costs. Send-out units are projected to reach 21,617 gigawatt-hours by FY 2030, up from 18,660 gigawatt-hours in FY 2024.